Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all gonna learn today.
Houston. I'm in Cuba, I love Cubans. The communist talk is so confusing. When it's from China, the very mic that I'm using. Idiot win, the Bob Dylan, the rap music. You're an idiot, baby, you should become a student. Or you gon' learn today. Where the fuck have you been? The world's under new management. The new role model, fuck this Zoolander shit,
Y'all gon' learn today.
Hey, you, yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. WESTONWORLD1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WESTONWORLD1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
Do you suffer from degenerative diseases such as high blood pressure, diabetes, fibroid tumor, high cholesterol, genital herpes, or a plethora of other diseases that rob you of a quality life? If so, then visit the website of herbalist Tahuti Ma'atra at dhealthstore.com and open the door to natural healing at an affordable price. dhealthstore.com has over 1,800 products created by herbalist Tahuti Ma'atra, specifically designed to help you heal the natural and safe way. At DHealthStore.com, you'll find everything from herbal formulas and cleanses, such as Tahuti's famous Full Body Detox, as well as herbal teas, extracts, natural body butters, lotions, creams, children's products, hair care products, and of course, sexual enhancement products for both men and women. So visit the website of Tahuti Ma'atra, DHealthStore.com, or call toll-free at 1-888-823-9416. DHealthStore.com.
Welcome back, man. Another Wednesday, man. How you feeling? How you feeling, Sleep?
Man, I'm ready, man. I'm ready to get it in, man. I'm sitting up here, man. It's hot outside, dude.
Yeah, man. The weather's real crazy out there today, man. Weather's real crazy. I see, man. People getting crazy out there too, man. Like we got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight, man. This show is basically, man, we doing this one for hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? We doing this one for hip-hop. We going to take another look at hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? Because one of the G's that normally don't speak about any type of fuckery going on in hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? He a hip-hop legend, Scarface, from the Ghetto Boys. A lot of y'all know him from Ghetto Boys, you know what I'm saying? Very, very highly respected MC from the South. Everybody also know him as the King of the South, you know what I'm saying? But the dude never really opened his mouth about anything, any, you know, thing negative about hip-hop. But he finally went ahead and opened his mouth, you know what I'm saying? So I got a couple clips from him tonight, you know what I'm saying? He basically spitting some flame to the game. So, you know what I'm saying? For the people who missed that, it was on Hard Knock TV, you can check that out on YouTube. I think it's Hard. Yeah. YouTube/HardKnockTV. And you can check out that interview. But I'm going to play a couple clips tonight, man. So, you know what I'm saying? I want the people to stick around with us. Call in. The number is 1-347-838-9106. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have a pretty good show tonight, man. We got a couple people calling in. I got some producers calling in. I got some artists calling in. You know what I'm saying? I got some shorties that, you know, that's really into the whole hip-hop era thing that's going on right now calling in. So, you know, we're gonna get into a deep conversation tonight, man. We're going to air it all out.
Already, man. Man, I'm ready to just kick it off, dog. I mean, we got people already calling in right now as we're speaking.
That's one of our special guests tonight that's calling in, man. Hey, yo, you in the building?
Yo, what's good?
Yo, what up, Face? How you feeling,
what's
man?
What's up, Face? What's good? We out here, you know what I mean? We out here.
All right, we got New York up in the building, you know what I'm saying? So y'all already know, man. I'm over here getting stuff together right now as we speak, man. But, yeah, let's jump into some news real quick, man, since there's, man, we got this hot weather going on. I don't know how the weather is out in New York, man. How's the weather out there, dog?
Yeah. The weather's looking all right, you know what I mean? It's like, you know what I'm saying, 65, you know, a little light day, you know. No hoodie actions out here. Everybody just walking through, you know, feeling the night air and all that. So, it's all right.
Okay. Yeah. We got in Chicago, man. We got some good weather this week, man. And, yo, Sleep, man, I don't know if you heard, though, man, like 17 people got shot over the weekend.
Man, wow. That was just confirmed over the just over the news, Phil. You know,
and
I heard more than that.
17
people.
Wow.
And that's just the weekend. So, you know what I'm saying? Man, we got a very, very, you know, interesting show tonight, man. You know what I'm saying?
Say that the summer's going to get hot.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and it only gets worse from here. On out, you know what I'm saying? It only gets worse from here on out. Matter of fact, the funny thing is, I was riding to go get something to eat, you know, going to the Hebrew Israelites. So it's called Soul Vegan. Y'all check that out if y'all in the Chicago area and want some vegan food. It's on South Side on 76. I don't know the exact address, but you know what I'm saying? It's in that area. But I was driving back to the crib and everything, and I seen a bunch of police, like, man, them, they wouldn't stop coming because, you know, you get to hit that work traffic, you know, coming back, going towards the Indiana, towards, you know, way. And I had to get off, so, you know, I had to end up taking the streets home. And, dude, like, if you would have seen the police, man, like, I'm talking about from blocks and blocks, they were just coming from everywhere. And they was going all in the same direction, and, you know what I'm saying, that's the direction where, like, the people got shot up in.
That's crazy.
So, I mean, it ain't even, the sun ain't even set right, and motherfuckers is already tripping.
Yeah.
Right.
But, yo, I was just tripping on that, saying, like, you know, making a comment like that. You know, it's like, those type of comments, they're not cool at the same time. But you got to understand, like, Chicago's laws as far as, like, the shootings and all that stuff, it's kind of like, what's going on is, like, the police don't even want to come in y'all area. You feel me? So now what that does, it creates senseless shootings. You know, I'm not from Chicago, you know what I mean? But at the same time, you know, it happens everywhere, you know? So it's just like if the law is implemented right and correctly, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what to say about that. 17 murders is kind of wild in one night.
Right. I mean, like, man, and that's over the weekend. Yeah, I'm saying that's over the fucking weekend. So you can imagine what the summer gonna be like.
You can only imagine.
You know what I'm saying? The jungle ain't even the word for it, man. But yeah,
it is what it is. But you know, all I can say is that rest in peace to the families. To the senseless shootings and all of that stuff. You know, sometimes we look at things for what they are, and I know, like, sometimes we become desensitized by what's going on. But at the same time, the situation is really real. We got to watch out for our own children. We got to watch out for, you know what I'm saying, what's going to become for the future. if this is the way it's going to go, all right, so fine, be it. Everybody's going to boot up and do what they got to do. But we're doing it senselessly towards each other.
Right.
Gonna fight. If you're going to fight and kill people, at least fight and kill people for a cause. I'm not trying to start nothing, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's senseless.
I mean, man, well, you know, we gonna get into all of that, man. We got a good show for everybody, man. So all the listeners out there that's listening, man, do feel free to call in.
Call in, man. We
got Chicago in the building. We got New York in the building. Yo, Face, you was gonna say something?
No, my bad. I was just like, yeah, call in, man. Voice y'all opinion, cause we gotta find out what this future is gonna come for us. You know, Obama's not gonna be the president forever.
And people need to get ready for when he not the president anymore. Because trust me, when black people finally go ahead and try to bring something to the table or try to do something, you know, the people going to say, well, when y'all had a black president, you know, y'all wasn't saying that shit to him. You dig what I'm saying? So, man, y'all, a lot of people better wake up, man. But this is going to be a deep show tonight, man. I'm searching right now through the DJ joint, trying to find something to take us to a commercial with. Matter of fact, you know, since this is a hip-hop the hip-hop show that we talking about tonight, you know, controversy sells, and we definitely messing with the boy Lupe, so, you know what I'm saying, we gonna go to a quick commercial, and we'll be back with them clips. Let's get it.
Woman good, lady better. Hey, 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 hey. Now imagine as a shorty, maybe five, maybe four, riding round with his mama listening to the radio. And a song comes on, and I'm not far from being born. Doesn't know the difference between right and wrong. Now I ain't trying to make it too complex, but let's just say shorty has an undeveloped context about the perception of women these days. His mama sings along, and this what she says. Because I'm a bad bitch, and I'm bad bitch. Far above average. And maybe other rhyming words like cabbage and savage and baby carriage and other things that match it. Couple of things are happening here. First, he's relating the word bitch with his mama, comma. And because she's relating to herself, his most important source of help and mental health, he may skew respect for dishonor. So, bitch bad, woman good, lady better, ain't misunderstood. Tell him, bitch bad, woman good, lady better, ain't misunderstood. They misunderstood. Yeah. Now, imagine a group of little girls, 9 through 12, on the internet watching videos, listening to songs by themselves. Doesn't really matter if they have parental clearance, they understand the internet better than their parents. Now, being the internet, the content's probably uncensored. They're young, so they're malleable, and probably unmentored. A complicated combination, maybe with no relevance into their intelligence, meets their favorite singer's preference.
Bad bitches, bad bitches. That's all I want and all I like in life is bad bitches, bad bitches.
Now let's say that they less concerned with him and more with the video girl acquiescing to his whim. Ah, the plot thickens. High heels, long hair, fat booty, slim. Reality check, I'm not tripping. They don't see a paid actress, just what makes a bad bitch.
Yeah. Bitch bad, woman good, lady better, ain't misunderstood.
I say,
bitch bad, woman good, lady better, ain't misunderstood.
Disclaimer, this Raymer, Lupe's not using bitch as a lesson, but as a psychological weapon to set in your mind and really mess with your conceptions, discretions, reflections. It's clever misdirection, cuz
While I was rapping, they was growing up fast. Nobody stepped in to ever slow them up. Gas, showing up in this little world. The little boy meets one of those little girls, and he thinks she...
Tune in to the Dennis Life Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show. That is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com. The Western World One Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorld1.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.westernworld1.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorld1.com.
Hey, yo, 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 when we back, y'all back on the conversation, man. Today, man, we talking about basically, you know, the streets and hip-hop, man. You know, and how hip-hop is basically influenced what's going on in our communities, in our urban communities nowadays, basically. So, you know, we got special guest tonight, Face Wolf. Yo, Face, you still there?
Yo, what up?
All right, and we got the host on with us, Dennis Live. Y'all know y'all can catch him on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. You know what I'm saying? You still there, man?
I'm here, Dal. I'm in the building, man. I'm ready.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and get this rocking right now. So right now, y'all know this piece of shit is with me. Hey, man, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play these clips, man, and I'm going to ask y'all fellas what y'all think about it. I don't know if y'all got to see these, this interview yet, but, man, this is basically Scarface. Y'all know he like one of the legends of rap, so you know what I'm saying? I'm going to let him go ahead and say what I've been trying to say.
I know I'm not wrong, man. I know it's some fucked up shit, because if you got, and don't get me wrong, I ain't discrediting nobody. You know, fucking Justin Timberlake doing 989,000 the first week. Cool. Can Usher do 989,000 the first week?
You know.
How much?
I said not in 2013.
Okay. Justin Bieber can do a gazillion records the first week. But can Chris Brown do a gazillion records the first week? You see my point now? You know, I heard a rumor, not a rumor, but I heard it from a credible source that the as a producer on this particular network, that was saying that we're going to make, you know, this all white now. This is going to be for the young white teenagers now.
This being hip-hop?
This meaning hip-hop. We're going to make, we're going to make this particular show or this particular network for the young white kids. Young white kids. And then I'm looking at myself and listening to this, and I'm like, where the fuck do I fit in? I was a part of the craft and the molding of this motherfucking shit. So I know I gotta be a part of this. You know what I mean? I know I gotta be. I gotta remain hip hop history. You know what I mean? I gotta remain there. I don't want 25 years to go by and my kids is 25 years old talking about, man, my grandfather was Scarface, but, and they like, who? Oh, my grandfather was Blastmaster KRS-One. My grandfather was DJ Kool Herc. Really? Who's that? Nobody even know who the fuck Herc is, and he invented this shit. Alright? Like, this shit's serious to me, man. I take this shit bigger than just a rhyme to me. It's a way of life. It's a culture. You know, respect the brand, dude. If you gave a fuck about this culture in any kind of shape, form, or fashion, you would not put the shit out that you put out. You would fucking slam the door artists that came in there with that shit. I remember back in the days, man, like Kid Flash had it so fucking tough. You know, MC Hammer had it so fucking tough. And now that shit is like cool now. You know what I mean? And that shit was not even bad. Alright? I love this song too.
Yeah. It's a good album. It's crazy about this album that before it came out, I mean, I worked at a label. I worked at Sony back in the day. And everything was single driven. It was like, we don't care about making albums.
That's the motherfuckers, man. That's that shit. They don't give a fuck about making no album.
And it's all about a video, and it's all about a song for the radio. And if you got some filler stuff in there, whatever. But if you can get us two or three songs on the album, then we can take the radio, and we can
and
take
who
the
made, who makes this fucking shit, man? Why the motherfucking people control what go on and what our communities hear, man? Like, why are these people in positions like this, man? I don't get that. I don't get it. Oh, don't get me wrong, you got some people that get it. I mean, like, I ain't mad at Leor, Rick Rubin, Zach, Katz. I ain't mad at none of them. Because they get hip-hop. But when you get motherfuckers that's in their 25, 26 years, 30, you know, trying to manage hip-hop groups and shit, like, what the fuck, man? You don't even know my music. Right. How the fuck you don't even know me? You want to manage me? Stop. Play God with a culture? You want to change this shit? You want to wash this out in 20 years? But I ain't going nowhere. It's like a drive through now. You know, hip hop is like a drive through. Man, I guarantee you, man, this shit was plotted against a long time, man. They plotted against this shit a long time to destroy this fucking craft. Yeah, yeah. Fruity Loops. Yeah, but do they know how?
Yo, so man, we back, man. As y'all just heard, once again, that was Scarface.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Legendary Scarface, the real king of the South. You know what I'm saying? I was kind of shocked, really, man, starting off. I was kind of shocked to hear him basically speak about the state of hip-hop. You know, I know I'm always doing it because I'm a hip-hop head. I'm a producer first, man. I love music first. But basically, it shocked me, man. I mean, was y'all kind of shocked to hear Face talk like that?
Yeah, because he sees what the state of hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, is in right now. It's in a critical state. You feel me? So,
right.
I mean, I remember me being back in the days, like in Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying, on East 58 or whatever, back in the days. You know, I'm an old head, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I seen the craft grow. You see me? Like, I seen the craft grow. I seen niggas beatboxing, you know what I'm saying, turning, you know what I'm saying, doing the ill little rhymes. You know what I'm saying? I seen the eras of the real, like Adidas, you know what I'm saying? The Windbreakers. I seen hip hop evolve. You know what I'm saying? The tags, all that. You know? It is our culture. And it's just like how are we gonna preserve our culture? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Music is a feeling. It's something that, you know what I'm saying, you wanna give. Yo, dogs, by the time we get finished with music, we'll be listening to a straight tone.
I mean, you know, man, this is, you know, here's my whole take on it, man. You know, like he said, it was plotted a long time ago, man. And I've been saying hip-hop had an agenda behind it for a long time. You dig what I'm saying? When I used to sit back and I used to watch the shit that used to slip in. You know what I'm saying? Like the shit that used to slip in, and I used to be thinking, okay, is people high? Like, is people high? Do people really actually like this? And, you know, I didn't really want to say anything because I, you know, nobody don't want motherfuckers to be saying you get hit with the overused word in the black community, oh, you're a hater.
Yeah,
I mean, because
but
nowadays, wait, hold up real quick. Nowadays, you can't really like, I mean, you can't have a opinion about anything nowadays. You can't have a dislike or a distaste for anything because then you're a hater, you know what I'm saying? I don't mind the young brothers out here getting their money, you know what I'm saying, even though a lot of them just going to give it back because the fuckery that I see going on up in the game right now, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of these little dudes act like they made it somewhere, but really they didn't make it nowhere because they the clown of the show.
You know what I'm saying? The music was an instant. We wouldn't be hating. Dog, you remember when you had a cassette tape, dogs?
Yeah.
Remember when you had that cassette tape, when you go get the tape, nigga, and you hold that music down, and nobody had that shit, only you had that mix?
Yeah.
You feel me? That's what hip-hop was about, though.
I mean, hip-hop was basically, you know what I'm saying, it was a language spoken by a chosen few, you know what I'm saying? Back in the day, you know, everybody can't rap. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. People keep saying everybody can rap. Yeah, everybody can technically rap. You know what I'm saying? You can go to school and probably learn how to rap. But I'm saying everybody can't rap. Everybody can't really, you know, do the shit like the legends really did it. We know who can rap. You know, when a motherfucker spoke, people listen. You dig what I'm saying? A lot of these MCs that's out today was chosen by certain people, and we gonna get further than that. You know, the Scarface interview, he talk about a lot of that shit. Then I got a couple more, you know, artists, Rakim. We got an interview from a little interview from Tupac way back. You know what I'm saying? Before he, you know what I'm saying, got killed and everything. You know what I'm saying? Where he basically talking about everything that's going on now. Then I don't know her name, but we have another interview where she's basically talking about how this stuff translated from hip-hop into, you know what I'm saying, the black culture into the streets. So, I mean, we got a deep show tonight basically in explaining it. But from my point, man, I seen it coming from a long time ago. You know what I'm saying? The shit that don't slip through, you know, the cracks in the black community, and you say something about it, you know what I'm saying, and you have these goo. And then, you know, it's funny, man, I hate to really say this, man, I hate to do this, but who's the ones who's the people in the black community that's always defending the fuckery? Please explain. Somebody explain that to me so it won't sound like I'm bashing them when I say it.
Nah, you got to go on, man. You done started. You got to go in now.
Yo, Sleep, you there?
I'm listening to you.
No, who's the ones defending this bullshit, though? I mean, you know, man, we got our disagreements on a couple things, but you know what I'm saying? I think black women are the ones that's defending a lot of the fuckery. Well, some black women, I don't want to say all of them, you know what I'm saying, but most of the black women defend the fuckery that goes on inside our community anyway. You know what I'm saying? I don't see it myself on Facebook. You go look. Look here.
That's kind of deep.
Yeah. Like, man, I've seen it. Little girls on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? A lady had a daughter on there holding a Nicki Minaj CD when it first came out. I'm like, okay, like, for real, you can see right on it, it say the little joint, the parental joint on there. I'm like, okay, why this kid, you know what I'm saying, okay, cool, I ain't tripping. You know what I'm saying? But then people wonder why their kids, they walk in and they jump on the computer and they find out their kid's doing this, or they find out their kid's making twerk videos and they got to get their ass whooped. Matter of fact, we're going to cover that too, because I'm going to let people know what happened to the father in that situation. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. I mean, how y'all feel about that?
Yo, I'm trying to get the mute button off. Can y'all hear me good?
No, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Okay. Face, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, okay. Joe, what I feel like this, man, what Scarface was saying, man, was what Farrakhan was saying, what Malcolm X was saying, what Martin Luther King was saying. You know what I'm saying? Now they don't move it towards hip-hop, and they figured it out that anything that makes the position of power, which is the control, it ain't about the money no more. It's about the control. You know what I'm saying? Scarface said, man, it did 800 or something. You know, Justin Bieber did like 8 gazillion units. Chris Brown can't do it no more. Because if you notice, dog, you can't put Justin Bieber CD in the hood, and they're gonna buy it. You feel me? Like if you put a, you know, like a Scarface joint in the hood, everybody gonna get it because it means just this who he is. So when you look at the whole thing, Justin Bieber and them got the best of both worlds. Best of both worlds. Justin Timberlake got the best of both worlds, and make it so bad. Napster and them with Dude, he was the one that invented the burn in the music and it crippled the whole industry, but they still respect this cat. Like, he got a Napster page now, you know what I'm saying? They still paying him, even though he's supposed to pay the black people. They paid him, man, to stop.
Wait, hold on real quick. I don't mean to cut you off. You talking about the dude, Napster, the one that stole the music and shit back in the day?
Yeah.
Yeah, they paid him.
You know what I'm saying?
If he was black, that motherfucker would have been locked under the FBI jail right now.
Man, he's worse than Michael Jackson doctor, man. You know what I'm saying? Like that. The whole thing with the situation, man, is like, okay, that was probably the starting point, the breaking the vital point. You know, even though they was burning our music and doing what they were doing to us, he started doing everything, pop. Techno, everything that you could think of, they're like, oh no, you tapping into our stuff now. So yeah, you know, hip hop was cool for a minute, but now you tapping into our joint. And it was another thing that Scarface made a point on. He's like, man, Dice, my grandkids, friends. They go like, man, that's my grandfather. Who is that? We do that right now. A lot of people don't even know who Curtis Blow is. You don't even hear his name no more. You see what I'm saying? Curtis Blow was one of the originators, man. You don't even hear that cat name.
Right,
you know,
real quick. Let me just say this. That's why when I be talking to cats, like, I have never experienced this, even when I was a shorty, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to sit here and say I'm an old nigga or nothing like that, you know what I'm saying? But even when I was a shorty, right, I never any time heard another shorty say, man, I'm old niggas, man, old, I'm old. Now you hear that shit more and more. Oh, man, you old, man. What, man, you old. You know what I'm saying? You hear it more and more in our community. You dig what I'm saying? Why do y'all think is that we hear that age shit more in hip-hop more and more?
I mean, yo, Doug, as far as me, Doug, like, We did that thing. Everybody did that thing. You know what I'm saying? They paving their way. I mean, I can understand, like, yo, dog, like, everything's elevated right now. Everything is fast. Everything's instant. Everything is available. You feel me? And the whole thing with that is like, the technology is moving, so they're moving with it. But as far as the music goes, they're moving with the music, too. So, you know what I'm saying? What's cool to them may not be cool to us. Number one factor, skinny jeans. Feel me?
Right.
Nobody
right.
With that. You know what I mean? Other like little factors, like I can't comprehend some of the shit they doing. You feel me?
No. See, I mean, you know, we the black community, we got to take blame too, because you know what I'm saying. It's a lot of us cooning. You know what I'm saying? And it's a lot of us cooning. Letting this shit come through the door. I mean, I knew it was over when I saw Lil Mouse. I mean, I ain't disrespecting Shorty, you know what I'm saying? Get money, do what you got to do to make it out of the hood and have a better life for yourself. But when I saw them letting a little baby, that's what he is, a baby. You dig what I'm saying? Curse like that and talk shit like that. It's like, are you serious? You know what I'm saying? It's like, are you serious? The shit that we letting getting through in our community and we just sitting around walking with our heads up in the air, man, like we on drugs or something.
Well, see, you know that, bro, that right there, too, man. When you look at that, too, I compare that to Lil Bow Wow. His mother didn't play that. Snoop Dogg didn't play that with him. You see what I'm saying? Like, they got him and he rapped about what? Girls. You know what I'm saying? He rapped about school. Until he got older. I think Lil Bow Wow came out when he first turned 21 or 18 when he started trying to turn hard. You know what I'm saying? I think he was like 18 to 21 years old. He did it at the right time, at the right age. You know what I'm saying? Now you got these little cats, Lil Mouse, and then it makes so bad it was that shooting at Mr. G's with it when they had Lil Mouse there. And I'm not trying to downplay the whole situation. I'm just saying, like, man, he got a young following. These are who wow today are these young knucklehead boys out here shooting each other. So, go ahead, though.
All right. I mean, check it out. all my whole thing, this is what I get from the thing, man. They needed this shit to go down like this, because if you really look at it, man, all of these little dudes is not built to be gangsters or gangbangers. You know what I'm saying? It used to be a lot of rules to this shit out here. You know what I'm saying? Everybody not built for the quote-unquote life, you know what I'm saying, of a thug or some shit like that. I mean, if you look, you got kids out here doing so much shit, man, only because they want to fit in. You dig, and they don't have no other way to go, and they ain't surviving no other way. I mean, if you look, half these parents nowadays, you got fucking 35-year-old moms with sons that's 18 and 19 with girlfriends living at the crib, and they got their man that's freshly moving in. I mean, come on, let's be realistic. Let's put all the shit on the table. Let's put all the shit on the table today. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my boy Tommy. What's his name? Tommy Masur. How you say his name, Dylan?
Tommy Masur. Wait a minute. Yeah, Tommy Masur.
Shout out to Tommy anyway. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a lot of people out there that listen to dude and they don't like him. You know what I'm saying? They say he disrespect black women and all of that.
Sotomayor.
Let's be real. Let's be real, man. Tommy don't be disrespect. Black women, most of the time, these project ass women disrespect they self, man. Let's just be real. They disrespect they self. And that's for another show and another time. We on hip hop now. But you know what I'm saying? We got to look at what's going on in our motherfucking community. Think about this. If a motherfucker sell drugs to they self, you know a motherfucker sell out for $1 million. If a motherfucker take some drugs, like when I got an interview with a dude break down, if a black motherfucker take some drugs, cross the street for a few bucks, what you think he'd do for $1 million?
Hey, man, real quick before you even finish that topic, I call that the fat lady singing, or the guy singing behind the curtain, like Millie Vanilli. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? That's what they do when they dress up these cats. They pay like the Lil Wayne's and all that. I mean, they probably got the money now. But they pay these Lil Wayne's and all these cats, you know what I'm saying, to do that type of stuff. You know, wearing them girl pants and all that stuff or whatever. But their music and their quality, they rap it real good. It's just the whoever's behind the scene on that is paying them cats, and I give you an extra $1 billion. I give you $50 billion. You know, so just throw this on and what is. They already in their zone, man. They already on their high horse. So, of course, they're going to do it. I mean, and I'm not saying that that's an excuse for him to do it. I'm just saying, like, yeah, you're going to go into a whole other subject with that, man. I call that a SWAT, the spirit weakness and an opportunity on that situation. But go ahead, though, bro.
Yeah, my bad. I just think that's the marketing shit. I think what it is like they're just pushing it because they're trendsetters, you know. People, you know, praise them as gods. You know, we can't even fill up churches like that. You feel me? So it's a marketing tool. I can change the demographics of the people by my music. All right? Okay, we all get it. Okay? Now, this is the thing with hip hop. Okay? You got the boy Kid Rock, right? And then you got Jay-Z. Let's say Jay-Z concert. Just to sit maybe on the fifth row of a Jay-Z concert is going to cost you like $256, you know what I'm saying, to maybe, you know, a grand just to sit to see Jay-Z spit. All right? People want to see your music. People want to see all of these things. You know what I'm saying? Then after that, you got Kid Rock over here where he opens up a venue, and I think he's with Live Nation, and he's saying, listen, it doesn't matter if it's front row, back row, you know what I'm saying? You're going to get free beers or you're going to get beers for $4 and the tickets are only $20. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get shit to go home with and all that. All we just telling you is come through. You see, just to the fact of trying to maintain just to go to a concert, you don't know what people got to do to make their money just to go see somebody else. You know what I'm saying? So everything could be highway robbery. So the whole thing is this. It's a marketing tool. Trendsetters. They can put whatever they want out. Now it's up to you to understand that that shit's not right. If you keep going in deeper and deeper and deeper into a situation, you can't get out of it.
All right. I mean, but okay. Nah, but this is what I'm saying right here. See, man, this is what I'm left with. Here's the punchline and shit. These people knew when to infiltrate in hip-hop, man. If we even go back and we look in on hip-hop, there was a lot of money that was made. I mean, if you look at people like Master P, Dame Dash, Herb Gotti, these was dudes that was from the fucking hood, man. You dig what I'm saying? Come from so-so families making millions of dollars. Come on, man. Somebody somewhere was sitting up and like, come on, man, who letting these fucking niggers, and I'm going to be real, that's how they probably how they said it, who letting these fucking niggers making all this money like this? So they had to find a way to infiltrate it. You dig what I'm saying? If you see, you look around nowadays, you don't see none of these dudes out here anymore. You don't see no Herb Gotti type dude out here, no Master P, no, you know what I'm saying? Even though Master P is back, he doing this shit on an independent level, but you don't see no Shug, no J Prince. You know why? Because the white boys had, I mean, I'm going to be real, because the white boys had to get them. Now, let's not even call them white. Let's just say the people who run in the game had to get them type of dudes out, because those are the type of dudes, those are not yes man type of dudes. You know what I'm saying? Like, you heard Scarface say, you ain't going to just come up in this fucking office and tell me about my culture, something my people build. Those are them type of dudes. So they had to get them the fuck out. They had to get them the fuck out quick as hell. You dig? You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
So, you know what I'm saying? As you can look at everything, you know what I'm saying? Dude. Look at hip-hop. Let's really look at it. Let's look at it. Hip-hop been around for what is it, 43 years now? Is it 43 years? About 40 years, right?
Yeah, around that.
Okay. We had artists, great artists, come and go. We got, you know what I'm saying, I'm just going to drop five names, okay? Tupac and Biggie, you know, rest in peace to them. But let's talk about the artists that surround. Okay, take an artist like Busta Rhymes, for instance. You know what I'm saying? He's definitely a top 10 artist, right?
Right.
Okay, I've been to a Busta Rhymes show and everything. I'm going to say it was worth every fucking penny. You know what I'm saying? This dude rocked for like 2 hours straight. You look at dudes like him, he don't put out so many classic albums, you know what I'm saying? He has to sign with a record label like Cash Money. You kind of like, huh? You like a dude that been out. Okay, he's a G, right? He's a veteran. He's a veteran. He don't. Huh?
Yeah, I mean, he's going where's hot? Where the money's at?
No. Give me a second. I'm making a point with this. He got to sign contracts with companies like that. What the fuck is going on where we have artists like that, Busta Rhymes, that need to go to the company that's pretty much under him, you know what I'm saying, that ain't sold as many records as being close to him, you know what I'm saying, realistic at the time before he signed the contract, he got to go, what the fuck is going on? Why shouldn't Busta Rhymes have his own, like, company already? Shouldn't he be a CEO of a record label? Shouldn't Nas be, like, fucking owning Sony or something by now? You know what I'm saying? What the fuck is going on? And this is why what black people is not asking themselves. What is going on? Where the fuck is that money going? We got people like, let me go back real quick. We got people like Al Green. We got people like Aretha Franklin. We got people like Patti LaBelle. Where the fuck is the money in the black community? Where is it? Millions of albums sold, double platinum, tours, all of that shit. See, and that's the problem. If y'all not looking at it, all of this living that these dudes is getting nowadays, Trinidad James, I mean, I'm going to say some names. Let's be fucking real. Trinidad James, Chief Keef, I'm talking about motherfuckers that actually cannot rap. And I'll say it again, motherfuckers that actually cannot rap. You know what I'm saying? They getting treated, they getting flown around the world, all of this shit, all of that. But, I mean, That's all you need to control a motherfucker who's not really that educated and only out for the money anyway. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you, man. It's
so I mean, I can go on with this shit for hours, B. Like I can go on with this shit for hours. We gonna go ahead and play this. We gonna get into this second clip, man. I'm expecting some more calls to come in. You know what I'm saying? And be rocking with us in a minute. So I'm gonna end up playing them clips again. But hold on real quick. Let me set this up. Man, thanks for y'all having some patience, man. Yo, Dillard, you still with us, man?
Yeah, man, you good, man. I keep talking about why you hooking up your thing, man. Yeah, man, I mean, you know what? The thing is with me, man, I look at the whole situation of, you know, I agree with Face coming with it, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we get on Buster for a hot second. You know, he was signed with Dre for a minute and 50. And, you know, they wasn't really collaborating on the chemistry that he said. So he said that he had left to go and do what he had to do. But then when it came down with that money tip or whatever, I know he was with Flip Mode. You know, that's with Flip Mode. He's trying to make his little squad with them and all that stuff, whatever. So, yeah, it do come down to it, Patti LaBelle and all that stuff. I believe, to be honest, man, it's probably a headache. But they probably already seen where the industry was trying to go. And probably was like, you know what? Like Faye say, if you use that attitude, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, they going where it's hot. I'm just going to just keep my money. And keep on investing it in, you know what I'm saying, to myself and do what I need to do in order to maintain. Because right now, if you look at it, I think it was really what Master P had broke the barrier too. When you look at him, he was doing the distribution. He figured out the game. It wasn't about putting out the music. It wasn't about the hot music. It was about how to get that music in people's hands. So they started selling the units in the trunks, popping them trunks and start selling units and say, you know what, instead of me popping them trunks and selling them units, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to get my cousins, my brother's friends, and their cousins, and I'm going to put them all on, and then we just going to lay the track and go in the studio. That way we'll push our own money. And then that way when he came off his clothing line, P. Miller, you know what I'm saying, and then all that other stuff, then he got dropped. You know what I'm saying? He laid low. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the situation was there. But, you know, they be sitting on them little letters, man. Just because you see the, just because we see it how back in the days how they had the burning cross on the lawn, don't think it stopped. You see what I'm saying? It's things that we don't see right now today that y'all think that they put it out. Media put out what they want you to see. We already know that. So it's things that we just don't know offhand. You know what I'm saying? And we tapping into some things that I know that people are like, okay, yeah, I see where you at. That's where third eye come from. Where you at right now? What you on right now? Yeah, okay, why Nas ain't coming back? Why Nas have to leave and go back to Africa, you know what I'm saying, and really go to Africa? Maybe he's pressing that and he really went out there, got up with Ziggy Marley or one of the Marley brothers and started making music out there. He felt like he was at home. You see what I'm saying? And when he was going through that thing, when I looked at the behind the scenes, I just saw some of the clips and I had to use it. Like you said, again, what Faith said, you got to use it as your own common sense. Are you really going to buy that? So, yeah, man, so, you know, y'all speaking it, man. Go ahead, man. I'm jealous.
You know, I feel where you're coming from, man. I mean, dude, that's why I say all the time it's about culture, dude. But, you know, it's hard because today I was just watching the Africa TV today. You know, they had a couple shows on. And I'm not going to front. It's hard to get over the shit that they don't pump in our head about our people. And me, I love my people to death, like, for real. Like, I bleed for my people. I die for my people, whatever. But at the same time, it's kind of like, you know, it's hard to get over that. So I see where a lot of the brothers and everything is coming from. But we got to try, man, because we losing. Like, did you hear what I said earlier? Where is the money, man? All of these artists that we don't have, all of these brilliant artists that we don't have, where is the fucking money? There should be, hold up real quick, alone. The hip-hop industry alone is $1 billion. Do you hear me? $1 billion a year. The shit been around for 40 years. That's $40 billion. Where the fuck is that money at? That's all I want to know. Who got the $40 billion shit? United States don't even got $40 billion to even go to war. So, I mean, who got the $40 billion from hip-hop? That's what I want to know.
Don't tell us that shit. But,
you said what?
Man.
No. They have currency. You know what I'm saying? Let's not be fools. They make currency. You dig what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, if you, where is that at, though? It's been around for, hip-hop has been around for 40 years. All these billions of dollars. And if you look, like I said, you look at brothers like Dame Dash and Irv Gotti, and they was hiring black people, bringing them into business so they can feed their families and start other business off there. You don't have that type of shit no more going on in the industry nowadays. You don't see dudes like posseing up, if that's what you want to say, or, you know what I'm saying, ganging up together, black dudes, and putting their money together and saying, come on, let's go do this. Nah, man, you see motherfuckers falling apart. I mean, look at the two dummies. Gucci Man, the donkeys of the day, we're going to call Gucci Man and fucking, what's his sidekick name? Gucci and, what's his name? Waka.
Waka Flocka, are they beefing?
Come on, man. Come on. That's all I got to say. It's like, that shit to me is the most corniest shit in the world, man. And then they supposed to be beefing over some Hollywood. Like, that's what I'm saying. And then these motherfuckers want to call themselves real G's, and niggas actually want to respect them as real G's, and they're not.
Well,
that's what tripped me out, because I come from the school of real G's, and a real G, just because you can shoot a motherfucker don't make you a real G at all. You have to have did something up in this shit. You know what I'm saying? You had to do something up in the game to get respected like that. We know a lot of motherfuckers that don't shot people, and they still in jail right now. They ain't getting no respect. They just shot a motherfucker and went they stupid asses to jail.
That's it. Yeah, I want to backtrack a little bit. As far as, like, what you were saying, like, the billions of dollars as far as, the hip-hop community and all that. I remember, like, I was sitting down not too long ago, like, probably, like, 2 weeks ago, probably, 3 weeks ago, not recalling. I was searching, you know, through the web or whatever. And then, you know, I sat there, you know, saying it was like a millionaire dude. I was on WorldStar. Millionaire dude pops up, he starts talking, he's like, yo. He's calling out all these niggas. He's calling out Jay-Z. He's calling out Puff. He's calling out this nigga. Calling out this nigga. Yo, I'm a millionaire too. Where the fuck's the money at? Why black people don't got money? Why black people don't got this? Why we not investing into our black people? Why we not doing this? You know what I'm saying? I'm willing to put money up, you know what I mean, so that we can get shit popping. That shit's on WorldStar. I mean, I can backtrack on it. It's like a little millionaire dude. I don't know his name. But you'll see if you type in millionaire or whatever. Right? I'm not promoting for them, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it is what it is. That's where the information's at. So, just to show you that these artists are not looking out for, I know they help out, they donate, they do, you know what I'm saying? But they're
no,
not
but look
really,
at the, did you hear what I, my bad, did you hear what, I was trying to say to you, look at the artists. You gonna hear. That's why I need to play. That's what I'm gonna do. Let me play the second part of the interview, and then we gonna finish talking from there. So you know what I'm saying, cause you about to say. I know what you about to say. He basically gonna say that. So I'm gonna play the second part. We gonna bring in another caller to in a second. So y'all keep on rocking with us, all right?
I mean, if you're going by, if you are doing this independent and you are in control of what you put out, do you put out the same shit that you hear on the radio, or do you put out what hip hop is? You know what I mean? Like, if you don't know how to make this shit, you can't make it. If you don't know how to create it, you don't know how to do it. You feel me? And motherfuckers who know how to do it not doing it no more because they found a brand new hustle. You know, shit, man, come on, dog. Dre, come on, man. The best in the business. But he said, fuck this motherfucker, too. He is hip-hop. in my opinion. Marley Marl is hip hop, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? And when you got those two people, those two mastermind, groundbreaking record makers, not making music no more, then you ain't really got shit to go by. You ain't got shit to study. You ain't got shit to learn from. You know? And then you got the powers to be for that shit. Come on, man. For somebody to come out and make a trap beat besides Shorty Red, whatever his name is, the dude that originated trap music, if you're not him, then why are you biting his shit? Is it not a crime for biting no more? Do a nigga not get severely punished for biting no more? Like, why does every fucking record sound like one long-ass song? Why?
Everybody at the labels wants that same. It's not why? About finding the new person. It's about finding whoever sounds like whatever's on the radio right
but
now.
But then you look at rock and roll. Moving right along.
Yeah.
Rock and roll. Moving right along. Everybody know how to play drums and guitars and shit. And everybody can sing and shit. But you looking at fucking everybody else in R&B, you know, hip hop or whatever the fuck you want to call that shit. Don't nobody know how to play nothing no more. You know, ain't nobody in the band no more. What the fuck happened? What the fuck happened to all the black groups? I ain't even talking about the Commodores or like Maze or some shit like that. But what happened to groups like fucking Mint Condition and shit? Like, where that's at? Like, what the fuck happened? Who stole the soul? Who fucking stole the soul, man? It's gone.
That should be the name of your book.
Who stole the soul, man? That shit is gone, man. And people is walking around this bitch, you know, happy go fucking looking like nothing is happening. You don't see this shit unfolding in front of you? They knocked your ass out. Ain't no more. It's R&B now. Rhythm and blues is not. Used to be soul. Used to be soul. Be music for your soul. That shit is over with. No more soul. Who stole the soul? I just want everybody to know me and know what the truth is. You know who the truth is. Like you can't deny how you can't deny how much of an influence the Ghetto Boys were. And I was, you know, to music, you know. And I just want to tell my side of the story, though, from the back.
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com.
Do you suffer from degenerative diseases such as high blood pressure, diabetes, fibroid tumor, high cholesterol, genital herpes, or a plethora of other diseases that rob you of a quality life? If so, then visit the website of herbalist Tahuti Ma'atra at dhealthstore.com and open the door to natural healing at an affordable price. dhealthstore.com has over 1,800 products created by herbalist Tahuti Ma'atra, specifically designed to help you heal the natural and safe way. At dhealthstore.com, you'll find everything from herbal formulas and cleanses, such as Tahuti's famous Full Body Detox, as well as herbal teas, extracts, natural body butter, lotions, creams, children's products, hair care products, and of course, sexual enhancement products for both men and women. So visit the website of Tahuti Ma'atra, dhealthstore.com, or call toll-free at 1-888-823-9416. dhealthstore.com.
Hey, yo, and we back on the conversation Wednesday nights, man.
Right.
Yo, man, we talking about hip-hop, as y'all can just As y'all just heard, man, we had Scarface, who really don't talk about hip-hop much, man. Legendary Scarface, the king, I must say once again. You know what I'm saying? Spitting some fire, talking about what's going on in the hip-hop game. So what's happened to the soul, man? I mean, what y'all fellas think, man? What's happened to the soul? Where the soul went?
That's the thing. I don't know what's going
on. Man, yo.
I didn't even hear that.
Yeah, of course, money came into play, but I mean, just like I said, it goes back to say, 40 years of hip hop, we talking about a billion dollar industry. Okay, so where's the 40 billion that was made by all of these artists? That's, you know what I'm saying, that's what you got to understand. So there really is not, I mean, black people, you got motherfuckers that are risk their life to run across the street to sell a rock. So like I said, when $1 million come along, what you think is going to happen? So we know with black people, the money situation, that's always going to be our worst situation, is the money.
Yes, Scarface said a key thing. He said, where are all the bands? What happened to the bands? What happened to the ill music? What, you know what I'm saying? What happened to all that shit? Where they at? For real.
Right, the essence is basically gone, man, and the essence is gone because we let the wrong motherfuckers in, man. You got house niggas, and I always say this: you got house niggas that's in the game that's scared to lose their jobs, man. Those are the yes men.
I think that's a little far fetched, but I think it's this. I just think that it's a motivation for money and to be creative. Now, everybody ain't their mother could be a producer. Everybody's looking for the top notch. You feel me? So it's like it's this shit's a machine. They gotta gotta kill it, and they kill soul.
No, but I think, come on, man. I mean, yeah, they of course they kill soul, man, but I mean, the thing I don't get, man, with black people, the thing I'm most outraged about us is we not asking the questions of, it's like I said, 40 years of hip hop, where is the money at in hip hop, man? There's too many broke, man. Curtis broke, blow, probably somewhere broke. I mean, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? If somebody want to call in and update us on, Curtis Blow future, you know what I'm saying, what's going on in his life right now, I would love to hear that, but he's probably broke. I mean, if you really go through hip-hop and you look at all the artists that had hit songs, I guarantee you they broke. But then you go, you look at rock, like he said, rock is moving along. Everybody in rock is good. Them motherfuckers, Aerosmith, millionaires. Kiss. Millionaires. They even got shows. Do Patti fucking LaBelle got a show? So that tell us something right there. Do Aretha Franklin got a show?
You know the reason why they're making that money?
You talking about the people. You talking about the people here. And I say people like Patti LaBelle and Aretha Franklin and Smokey Robinson and people like that. You talk about people who set standards for people like Kiss and people like them that actually you can go look up that don't bid off these people to eat properly, and they the ones that's the millionaires and got shows and shit, and you look around, where the fuck is Smokey Robinson? You look around, where's our black legendary musicians?
Because now they're too old to do shows. They can't hit the road.
What I mean is by shows, I'm talking about they got reality shows and shit like that.
Look at Michael Jackson.
No, Michael Jackson was the last clue of the puzzle. That was the final motherfucking verdict. That was the stamp in the thing. I mean,
Michael
they signed the new.
Michael Jackson was supposed to own Sony. You feel me?
Michael Jackson
butted it out. Like, yo, I'm going to own y'all niggas. What the?
Right, right.
Real quick. Michael Jackson owned 50% of Sony, dog. 50%. That's something that a lot of people didn't know. Michael Jackson was basically the last of his kind. You dig what I'm saying? If you look, they went after everybody, man. They went after everybody. They went after
Whitney Houston.
That's the funny thing about the Whitney Houston thing. The thing I didn't get about that is, like, I don't feel like Whitney had any substantial power in the community or any other place to do something. Maybe she knew some shit. You know what I'm saying?
I know we probably go a little off track, but you know what I'm saying? At the same time, it was like Brandy gave her a letter and this happened. And then this happened, and then she at the club, she bleeding, she walks out, she goes to the hotel, bang, she dead, she drowned her water. I said, what the fuck is that?
Right. I mean, nah, man, I just think, you know, we need to start in our community, start to look at shit a little deeper, and we need to start to ask questions, man. Because as I said, you look at Rock, they got reality shows, they got clothing lines, they got perfume.
The reality show game is retarded. If you're not fighting,
Our people don't have shit, and these are the people, like I said, that don't set standards, that made sales to people.
Goddamn Harvard. Fuck,
you know?
Goddamn UCLA. Fuck, go to college, motherfucker.
But check it out, man. Wait, hold up real quick, man. I don't mean to turn you down, but check it out. We got another caller on deck. Yo, Gerard, you in the building, man? Yo, Brother Gerard, you in the building?
Yes, sir. What's happening?
All right, man. So I know you've been listening to us talk about hip-hop, man. I don't know if you caught them little interview clips that I threw out there with Scarface, basically, you know, talking about what's going on in today's hip-hop, man. I mean, I know you're a hip-hop fan. I mean, what you think about what's going on? Or would you need me to play them clips for you?
No, I got an idea of what's happening, man. It's just people always hate on the bourbon community, saying that we don't have no money and we can't produce our own people, or we can't bring money to our own community. But that's a lie, because if that's the case, they won't be dropping Jordans and cars and Cadillacs and Kelly coats all in our community, because they're making a killing off us. I think we hurt ourselves because we put our value in their stuff instead of our own. And if we make a market for hip hop and buy hip hop will have a value. They can throw concerts, they can throw jazz fests like that, you know, and bring the soul back. So we pushing our money out and we not rotating it, and that's why it lost its value. So when Apple and iTunes and auto beats and all this crazy stuff came about, and you can make music on a computer, that put the live, you know, bands out of business, because they don't need nobody in the background hitting the drum, because you can make the drum sound on the computer. So people stop eating, so they start going digital. So when you push your value out, then the value go down.
And see, and that's why you said the computer. From a producer standpoint, I know, Face, man, I know you heard when he said fucking Fruity Loops.
Yeah, that's wild out.
And I've been saying this, I've been stressing this same shit for years now, because, you know, I do music, you know what I'm saying? I produce music and shit. I look at myself as a producer, musician, or whatever. And I remember back in the days where, like, man, shit, equipment would cost, like, man, $2,000-$3,000 for a keyboard, you know. Motherfuckers was busting their ass to get equipment back in the days, you know. I had to sit a whole year just to get one piece. And they put all of that shit in a $99 program. You know what I'm saying? And they gave it out for free, basically, and that basically fucked up the production end of the game, because you had a lot of people eating off the production game. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you look at Neptunes, you look at Dre, you look at Timbaland, these dudes making $200,000-$300,000 per track. That's one track. You do a track in 5 minutes. You dig what I'm saying? So what they did, man, when they infiltrated the game was they went and got motherfuckers. They pulled in, to me, people who basically was not business minded. They pulled in hustlers, street dudes. If you go back, I wish I would have got the interview. Rick Ross said it out of his own mouth. He was like, they asked him, I think it was something like, why he ain't really worked with any big producers yet like that. And he was like, well, why am I going to sit there and I'm going to pay somebody like Dre $300,000 for a beat when I can go on SoundClick and get a beat for $2,000, $3,000. You dig what I'm saying? So they knew when they went to go get them hustlers out of the hood that them hustlers was going to take that money, you know, that little money that was transaction going on up in the black community. They was going to take that shit up out of there because, you know, we always got to find a way to fuck ourselves over. So that's what happened when they opened the floodgates to all of that shit that just came up in there.
That's crazy.
If you really look at it, you know what I'm saying? That's basically what he's saying in a nutshell. That's basically what he's saying in a nutshell. But, yo, we got another call online with us. Yo, Justin, you there, man?
Yo, yeah.
You been rocking with us for a minute?
Yeah, actually, I just called in about, like, 15 minutes ago, so I was out. Couldn't really catch into too much what y'all was saying. But I heard some of the stuff. Like, you said, what happened? I mean, it's just, I think back then it was a story to tell. Now it's just really where stories where people can connect to. Like Jay, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Pac and Big, people was connecting to that stuff. They was feeling the words that they were saying. Now it's just, you too much, you just get a cold beat, and you just talk about mollies and weed and girls and liquor. Which way too much is that's like in my generation, you know what I'm saying? 90s baby. That's too much like what we on right now. Killing each other, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't now it's really no story to tell. They have no morals.
Let me say this real quick. That's the shit I'm saying. They want kids to believe that shit, that this is a part of their generation. It's like going backwards because half the shit that's going on nowadays, you got babies just killing babies. That shit went on in the 80s and the 90s. That shit is nothing new. That shit went on in LA. It went on in Chicago. You know what I'm saying? All of this robbing for Jordans. Niggas was back in the days robbing for starter jackets. So basically what happened is they convinced us to go backwards and think that we doing something new.
It ain't nothing new under the sun, though.
Wait,
it's
go ahead.
How we going to control it. It's how we going to control it. Because we just can't go out there killing people senselessly. That person got a mother. That person got a father. That person got a grandma. That, you know, it's a whole generation down the line. Why they got to be fallen soldiers like that? We here. I mean, shit. Fuck a gun. Knuckle the fuck up.
I mean, that all of that shit sound good in that thing, but, you know, anyway, yo.
Yo, Doug, I remember back in the days growing up, like, yo, motherfucker put a stick on your shoulder and be like, yo, nigga, tap that shit, nigga. If you want to fight, tap that stick off my shoulder, nigga. You know what I'm saying? What happened to intimidating a nigga like that? Well, I'm saying, yeah, a gun give you power. A gun do a lot of shit. A gun gets you a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? I understand that. I have my shit. But I'm just saying, just don't kill people senselessly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you don't gotta
kill.
What the fuck is this murdering shit for? Ain't nobody can tell you like, yo, this fucking murder. Why?
Yeah, man.
But you did not
get like hate. We got that hate shit speaking right now, but which was for the same Dennis.
So man, they buy guns like condoms, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Every time you point a finger, man, that's how easy you can point your finger, wiggle your toes. That's how quick a person could kill somebody, man. And what makes it so bad is you got enough time to grab a gun. That means you got enough time to even think about what you about to do. And you gone.
People
be saying, I blank out. When you blank out, I just blanked out. How you blank out and know how to pull the trigger at the same time? How you know to grab that gun, then blank out? You know what I'm saying? Like, you just don't, you know, I see where the police be coming from sometimes, man. It's just so easy now. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of things that you look at now is like, okay, yeah, it's easy to get it. It's easy to do it. But the whole point is, it's like, why? You know what I'm saying? What's the whole point of just, you know, grabbing it? But that's old school, knuckling up with them. Ain't nobody gonna do all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, just put them down and we don't have to worry about them no more. That's all you hear in these gangster movies.
But a lot of this stuff now, well, right now that's going on is these girls. These girls is going back from hood to hood and setting some of these dudes. That's really, truthfully, they talk about it's money. It's really not money because half of them still broke. Half of them ain't even getting money. It's these girls that they go crazy over that, give them some. They like it. They fall in love with these girls, and they fighting each other over a girl. I told my homies, all my homies, I will never fight y'all over no girl. Never. It's too many of them out here. That's why they're picking up these guns, because these girls going to have sex with them. Then they don't like how then say a dude just, you feel me, he hit and quit, and then she go to somebody else. Then she talk about how she don't like him and woo, woo, woo. And now they at his head over a female, though. All these dudes killing each other for. All these females, and then they take it out in these songs because these females are truthful.
Right now, you see what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? See, people, when I sit there and I start talking about, you know what I'm saying, black women and the shit that's going on in our community, a lot of motherfuckers want to cake it up and, you know what I'm saying, nah, man, we can't talk about the sisters like that. I mean, I love the sisters. My mom's black. But let's just be fucking real, yo. You just heard it from a shorty's mouth. You know, shorties that's out there in that world around the shorties that's, you know, bopping the shit out of each other. Right there. I think it's time, really time, that black women step the fuck up and really start doing their motherfucking jobs, yo. Like, for real. And start talking to these little girls and start teaching them shit about what's going on. Because I understand what he's saying. A lot of these, you know, you can look at how, you know, the street is designed and just go out there and look around at the shit that's going on. Everybody want to be with somebody or be a part of something. And now, today, these kids are so, what I want to say, they don't have no feeling. They don't give a fuck, man. They get you killed and go, you know what I'm saying, go to Denny's and eat some shit after that.
Yo, my bad. Yo, big up to Snoop Lion. Yo, put the guns down. You know what I'm saying? Big up to Lion.
Yeah. I mean, if you see the shit real quick, they promoting on TV, man. I was just watching the show. It's called Shameless. If y'all watching it, come on Showtime. HBO. I think
that movie crazy. I can't understand it, dog. It's so weird.
The 16-year-old girl took a car, ran another girl over, put her in a coma, and this is like regular shit they showing on TV to these people. And these kids is going out here and doing this shit to each other. That's just how music is. They talk about that shit in music, and that's exactly how it turned. If a person keep on constantly, you know, a person's telling them that, and then again, you know, a lot of these dudes, these little dudes don't got no fathers, so when they ain't got no father there to talk to them, and they constantly hearing that shit in rap every day, yeah, this bitch suck my dick, oh, I shoot this nigga, oh, I do this, and I do that, that's what they gonna end up start doing.
Sure.
Because that's the only way in life that's presented to them.
Yeah, do you think this is a monster that's created, and there's no really no, like, there's no way to kill a machine?
You say what now?
Do you feel like this is a monster machine that's created and there's really no way to kill this type of machine?
There's no killing it. Yo, dog, the only way you can kill it is with education. If you're not willing to open up a book and get that, I mean, it is what it is. The only thing you got left is to hold a gun, right? It's fucked up. Not right. It's not fucking right. I mean, I know this is about hip hop and all of that, But at the same time, you can still be a hip hop artist and be something bigger.
Alright.
You don't have to focus just on that one apple. There's many other fucking fruits. You know what I'm saying? You can focus on your hip hop. You can focus, you know what I'm saying? I know it's kind of hard to juggle being a gangster and going to school. But, yo, you know how many motherfuckers doing it right now? All the people that you know that's producing music, that's doing all kind of stuff, that got companies, some of them don't got GEDs. I understand that. And then some of them went to college. Got full bachelor's degrees. You know what I'm saying? Like, who told me? I don't know who told me this, but I don't know. I don't know if this is true or not. I don't want to put nothing out there. You know, they said that 2 Chainz got 2 master's degrees. I don't know if they're making that shit funny.
Yeah, I heard actually dude is like a smart ass. A lot of them dudes are smart, man. A lot of the dudes that end up on the top with the money, they smart because, you know what I'm saying, they all playing the game. And I think he even said in the interview, because homie, I don't remember him. If y'all remember back in the days, y'all know 2 Chainz was with DDP. He was with Ludacris. His name was Titty.
Yeah. Titty Boy.
That nigga was in Player Circle or some shit like that.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? He didn't rap like that. If y'all go back and get the CD, he didn't rap like that then. Basically, they asked him in an interview, and I heard the shit myself. They asked him about, you know, why he rap. He said it's just it's a job for him.
Crazy.
He said that, you know, when he go into the thing, you know, into the office, he in the office, he doing his job. That's what he's selling. He's selling an image, and that's what's making him money. Now, if you go back and you listen to when he was rapping as Titty Boy with DDP, and he wasn't rapping like that, he went on shit. But as soon as he came down, he dumbed it down to the ultimate level, The record executives, they saw that shit. Because that fit exactly what they're trying to do. Because people better wake up and look. We in a fucking time right now. Scarface just said it, and he just said it at the end of the thing. It's going down in front of people's face, and people are not even paying the fucking attention. It's going down in front of our face.
Follow your favorite rapper and see if you really want to be like them. Some of them that got master's degrees, you can make a decision in life. Some of them got master's degrees, and then some of them don't.
No, the truth is, some of them niggas, some of them dudes know that this thing is a hustle. It became a hustle after a while. At first, it was an art, because if you really look at the backgrounds, what made us like a Pac and a Biggie so much like that was, okay, you got Pac. Pac came from the hood, but he also came from an art school. He started off writing poetry. Real quick. His mother was a Black Panther, so you was intrigued by the dude. You was like, you know, you gravitated towards him like, okay, he a thug, but at the same time, he writing poetry. His mother was a Black Panther, so he can pretty much understand the struggle. Then you had Biggie. You had Biggie, the local drug dealer, the player dude, the regular dude. Biggie was a fat dude. He was a regular dude. This is why the hood loved these people so much and had, you know, and gravitated towards them. Now, what they doing basically now to us is they selling us everyday shit that we see in the hood, and we promoting it like dumbasses. Is that not cooning? Is that not cooning promoting the bad situation that you living in? Is that not cooning? I ask y'all. That's what I ask y'all. Is that not cooning to y'all?
Yeah, Doug, sometimes it's an answer for certain things. But, you know, you can't hit shit on the money. You got a target.
Right, so, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, man, we got to all start looking at the shit from a different angle, man. So, you know, but what I want to do is we got like 30 minutes left. I want to I'm gonna play that first part of the Scarface interview so Justin can hear it. We had Gerard call in. I guess he dropped up out of there. I want y'all to hear that, so I'm going to play that first part. We're going to go to a commercial break, and then we're going to come back.
This
I know I'm not wrong, man. I know it's some fucked up shit. Cause if you got, and don't get me wrong, I ain't discrediting nobody. You know, fucking Justin Timberlake doing 989,000 the first week. Cool. Can Usher do 989,000 the first week?
You know,
how much?
I said not in 2013.
Okay, Justin Bieber can do a gazillion records the first week, but can Chris Brown do a gazillion records the first week? You see my point now? You know, I heard a rumor, not a rumor, but I heard it from a credible source that as a producer on this particular network, they were saying that we're going to make, you know, this all white now. This is going to be for the young white teenagers now.
This being hip-hop?
This meaning hip-hop. We're going to make, we're going to make this particular show or this particular network for the young white kids. Young white kids. And then I'm looking at myself and listening to this, and I'm like, where the fuck do I fit in? I was a part of the craft and the molding of this motherfucking shit. So I know I gotta be a part of this. You know what I mean? I know I gotta remain in hip hop history. You know what I mean? I gotta remain there. I don't want 25 years to go by and my kids is 25 years old talking about, man, my grandfather was Scarface, but, and they like, who? Well, my grandfather was Blastmaster KRS-One. My grandfather was DJ Kool Herc. Really? Who's that? Nobody even know who the fuck Herc is, and he invented this shit. Alright? Like, this shit's serious to me, man. I take this shit bigger than just a rhyme to me. It's a way of life. It's a culture. You know, respect the brand, dude. If you gave a fuck about this culture in any kind of shape, form, or fashion, you would not put the shit out that you put out. You would fucking slam the door on artists that came in there with that shit. I remember back in the days, man, like Kid Flash had it so fucking tough. You know, MC Hammer had it so fucking tough. And now that shit is like cool now. You know what I mean? And that shit was not even bad. Alright? I love this song too.
Yeah. It's a good album. It's crazy about this album that before it came out, I mean, I worked at a label. I worked at Sony back in the day. And everything was single driven. It was like, we don't care about making albums.
That's the motherfuckers, man. That shit. They don't give a fuck about making no album.
And it's all about a video, and it's all about a song for the radio. And if you got some filler stuff from there, whatever. But if you can get us two or three songs on the album, then we can take the radio, and then we can
And who makes who makes this fucking shit, man? Why the motherfucking people control what go on and what our communities hear, man? Like, why are these people in positions like this, man? I don't get that. I don't get it. Don't get me wrong, you got some people that get it. I mean, like, I ain't mad at Leor, Rick Rubin, Zach, Katz. I ain't mad at none of them. Because they get hip-hop. But when you get motherfuckers that's in their 25, 26 years, 30, you know, trying to manage hip-hop groups and shit, like, what the fuck, man? You don't even know my music.
Right.
How the fuck you don't even know me? You want to manage me? Stop. You want to play God with a culture? You want to change this shit? You want to wash this out in 20 years? But I ain't going nowhere. It's like a drive-through now. You know, hip hop is like a drive-through. Man, I guarantee you, man, this shit was plotted against a long time, man. They plotted against this shit a long time to destroy this fucking crap. Yeah, yeah. Fruity Loops.
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships.
Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com. The Western World One Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorldOne.com until now. By using our mobile app, just log on to www.WesternWorldOne.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorldOne.com.
Okay, we back in the building, y'all there?
Yo, yo, who this calling in?
Yo, yo.
Yo, who this?
This Kimo.
Yo, what up, Kimo?
What up, Kimo? What's good with it?
Chilling, man. We chilling out here, man. Man, my bad to the host, man. My phone. My phone was on mute. I don't know if y'all heard me in the last couple lines I was saying.
You straight. I got you now.
Okay. We pack your Dennis, you there, man? Yo, Face, you there?
Yeah, man.
Hey, yo.
What up, Kimo?
What
up, Kimo?
What down with it?
What's good with it?
I don't know if you caught that the end, you caught the beginning of that interview, man, but we were just talking about the state of hip hop and how it plays a role in the black community.
Oh yeah, I caught the last of it.
Man, so I mean, what you got to say about that?
Man, to tell you the truth, man, this hip hop movement right now, a lot of people just it's like fake rappers just coming out, man, and that's not what hip hop about. Like real talk, to me, it's like everybody. It's like a drug now, but it used to be a movement. You feel me?
Right. Man, I mean, do you think that the music is playing a part in the, you know, high murder rate in the black community?
You could say somewhat because you feel you get like your boy Chief Keef came out. Since then, all of a sudden, all you hear is BD this, BD that. And then since JoJo got hit, all you've been hearing is GD this, GD that. That's basically doing too much. I mean, if you're trying to grow with your set, I mean, okay, you do that. But if you're trying to be on your own trying to make your bread, don't be trying to knock somebody else off.
I mean, ever since the whole Chicago rap era got on, man, you're going to see a lot of that game banging, you know, nonsense inside the hip hop game anyway. And I mean, I think that's what they came for anyway.
Right.
I think they were scoping out what city to go to. And, you know, Chicago at the time had the highest murder rate, and that soon would probably go up higher than what it was.
Right, yeah, it went from Windy City to Chirac, Illinois, and all that extra.
Right, I mean, they promoting it everywhere like that. You see it on, I mean, you even got rich-ass white people calling it Chirac.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's really crazy, man. And, I mean, if y'all really, like I said, if y'all look at it, you had Obama come out and speak about, what the 20 kids getting shot up in the school, but then you had you had 570 people die last summer, and nobody said nothing about that. But 20 or 30 kids die, and you know it's everywhere on the news for a week. But 570 black kids die, nobody says nothing about that. So I mean, that's why I keep saying,
hey, you gotta get your phone. You have to get your feedback.
Yo, is that on my end?
It's cool, though.
Yeah, that was me. My fault.
That's why I stress in the black community, man, is like we have to look and we have to research the shit that we into, man. We got to research and look into everything because nowadays you can't trust nothing, man. You can't trust nothing.
Yo, one of y'all brothers out there, man, whoever's listening, man, they need some real, real leaders out there for y'all community. Stop the senseless killing. Need some leaders.
I mean, I don't even think that we really need no leaders, because if you really look, every leader come in, they get played. See, the thing was, man, look, let me say this. Back in the day, they used to have what we would call so-and-so the white man. I don't even like using that word too much anymore, but, you know, we would have the white man come and attack the whole thing. Now they don't even need that because they just use your own, you know, brother against you. If you look at the Django movie, that was made for the times that's now. Study that movie in and out, the Samuel Jackson character. There's a lot of black men. Come on, a white man wrote that. For a white man that don't even wear the same color skin to write something like that, and we be looking at it and be like, oh, that's true. They know that even they self that is some Oklahoma motherfuckers that they can run to anytime they want to fuck us over. They know that.
You got to look at the stuff like the Marcus Garvey, man, like how when he did that thing with the boats, man, they had some ships, and they actually he leased the ships, man, and how the CIA or the FBI, whoever, had paid another person to come in and, you know, tear up everything that was going on. But man, if you look at that type of stuff too, man, it's going on right now today. It's called position of power. Like right now with the Caucasian, their position of power is monopolizing, you know what I'm saying? Monopolizing the game. Anything that you got going on, yeah, you can have it, but you gotta go through me to buy it. Black people is, man, I'm gonna take the next person out, man, to get that corner. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, all right, I understand you wanna get that money, but it's like, how you trying to get that money? We, you know, Caucasians on a position of power. They want the power. They want to run it. The commuter trains and all this stuff. You know, African Americans had that, man. The Africans had that. You know what I'm saying? The bus routes had that. You know what I'm saying? Now, you remember how they did little Africa? What was it? Was it Tuskegee? Or Tuskegee, Tennessee? It was one of them. But now Atlanta's trying to be like that now. You know what I'm saying? It's trying to be a black Atlanta. But they trying to make what? The forefront of Atlanta, what? The most gay city in the town. You know? And that's crazy. They got billboards like that right now.
Yeah, because the soft, real quick, let me say this, man. The soft black man is basically who don't scare, who don't pose a threat to the white man. You know what I'm saying? Look at it. The feminine dude, the feminine black man. If you look all on TV, American Idol, you look at every last one of these reality shows, there's a black gay dude on there. I mean, you look at The Real World. The new dude that's just on that just announced that he was bisexual. It's like, come on, for real? It's like, what happened to the thugs? The thugs don't try out for reality shows.
He's 100% gay. He's black, 34, he's gay. He's not bisexual.
You know why they ain't putting, no real ass dudes up in them cribs? Because guess what? We fucking all the white girls. That's why. We fucking all the white girls on The Real World. We knocking everybody up. Everybody's getting an interracial baby before we leave off the show. Trust me. That's
man,
why they,
hey, yo. I'm glad you said that too, man. We were just talking about, we're going to do the show on that too, even though we talk about hip hop, man, and the culture, man, about the biracial people. Man, everybody I see right now, man, okay, you know, King got a, you know, Jay got a, you know what I'm saying? think everybody on the phone got, you know what I mean?
Right. I mean, but real talk, man. These people don't, you know, when they be sitting there talking about they want to know the black community and they don't give a fuck, man. They don't want to know us. They don't give a fuck about us. I'm not saying that all white people hate black people because that's not true. But as I was saying, man, like if you look at these shows that answer the question on what you think these people think about us, because those are the ones that's putting this shit on TV 24 hours to promote to our people.
But you know what, though, bro? Go ahead, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead, I was going to say something.
Go ahead.
No, I'm done. What I was going to say is, man, I don't think it's about, you know, the black and white thing no more. I just think that Caucasians just want power, period, man. If you ain't one of them, I don't even think they care about each other. You know, so I just think it's like whoever in position of power, who can help me get to where I want to get to and how you can get to it. Only reason why they will help each other is because they probably put in a situation where they have to defend one another. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, if I see this African American, or I see this African, or I see this Caucasian, and I'm a Caucasian, I'm going for the Caucasian. You know what I'm saying? It was back in the day where they had the Twilight Zone or something like that, where it's like all the black people had to go, they had to leave Earth, and only people that could stay back was the women and the white men. But the African American people had to go. It was one when it was in and out to get ready to get on the ship. The African American men could take their wives with them if they want to go, but they don't have to go. And the lady went all the way up until the end, like when it was like, man, she was getting ready to go and everything, man. Right when he was like, come on, baby, let's get on this plane, she stayed back. And he like, wow, you know, like what's up with that? I think that's how it is right now today. If you look at it like hip-hop, how Carmen said, I used to love him when hip-hop was going the way that it was. You know what I'm saying? Hip-hop is a female. The game is stayed back where everybody is moving on, or they get, you know what I'm saying, dissected out of the system. So, I mean, that's the whole thing, man. And if you look at it like some of these women out here now that's representing hip-hop, they don't represent hip-hop because of the, I'm not going to say all women, because of the music. They represent it because they want to hear something or see somebody that's sexy. Man, when a female told me Lil Wayne was sexy, dog, I'm like, I'm confused. Because I'm trying to figure this out. Like, is he sexy or is it the money? You're like, man, I just like the way I just like him. I just like how he is. Like, are you serious? Like, Lil Wayne can flow. He can rap. So I think, okay, so is it more so the craft? You know what I'm saying? I mean, because Ray Charles was getting coochie. So, I mean, so I'm trying to figure this out. That's all I'm saying. Is it, you know, what is it? You know what I'm saying? Face said, you know, the How to Kill a Machine. He made a valid point. He said, okay, if you feel like 2 Chainz and all these cats get these master degrees, if they do have them, follow them, learn them, study them. That's the whole thing. That's what you're supposed to do. It's called leadership and duplication. If you can show that leadership, if you can follow the leader, is you going to duplicate whatever it is. I don't think it's real hard. I just think what shuts it down is maybe you got to fake it to get in, and then once you get in, then you, you know, milk it out a little bit and then come out and do what Master Keno was trying to do. I don't know. Well, my whole point is something got to stop. I do think the violence does lie in with the hip-hops, or I do think the violence lies in with what's called sometimes to a certain point. And the certain point is you got to use common sense. West Carlin said, my friend told me, and I'm ending out with this one. My friend told me, he said, hey, man, he said, you didn't see when Chris Cross was, back in the day when Chris Cross was doing that song, Jump, Jump. He said, you didn't see little kids jumping over the bridge and when they committed suicide and all this stuff. You don't see a Chris Cross CD in their pocket. You know what I'm saying? So you can't say it's the music that's doing it.
Yeah, man, my brother had a little technical difficulties. My other phone died, so I switch our phones real quick, man. But, yeah, man, I want to thank y'all brothers, man. We coming down to the 10-minute mark, man. I want to thank y'all brothers for coming out and basically rocking with us tonight, man, and all the other callers that in, you know, stay. Thank y'all for calling in, man. We're going to do the closing remarks, man. Basically, you know, I felt what y'all brothers were saying tonight, man. Well, if y'all got, like, Any closing remarks y'all want to say, man? Face, you could go. You could start first, man.
Well, it is what it is, y'all. We living in a world where it's all about the green. Coming from the top too. I don't know if y'all get that. So everybody, just keep it slow motion. Let's watch what the government got for us.
That was hot.
Yeah. Okay. And yo, Keen, you there, man?
Yeah, I'm still with you.
Man, yeah,
yeah.
What's your closing remark about what's going on in
hip-hop,
man? What you
want to
say to the people?
Man, all I got to say is people just need to wake up, get it how they can, and stop trying to change hip-hop into something that's not, you feel me? All right.
Yeah, okay. And yo,
Denver,
you coming?
I'm here, pal.
All right, what you want? Well, what you got?
We got
the 10-minute mark right now.
Well, no, I mean, I said what I had to say, but I just think that everybody need to come together and find a solution, man, to the situation. We already know it's already out here, so you can't really kill it. All you got to do is, what can we do to improve it? You know what I'm saying, right about now. You know, like you said, Dr. Dre don't walk away from the game. That's telling you something. They popped another hustle because it's got built out. But the strategy of the hustle ain't haven't changed that. You know, it can still be reinvented. But that's all I got to say, bro. All
right, man. All right. Yeah, man. Like I was saying, this shit, man, it's an agenda behind hip-hop, man. If y'all really keep y'all eyes open, you know what I'm saying, if you really look deep into it, some shit gonna carry, man. I mean, well, people been waiting for some shit to occur big for a minute. It's been occurring. You know what I'm saying? Just keep on watching, and y'all are going to see more. This summer is going to be a real, real hot-ass summer. And if you look at the stuff that they're promoting right now, you know what I'm saying? That a lot of that shit is going to play a part in it. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, I don't know what else to say, man. Y'all basically spoke y'all piece, man. If y'all want to go back and listen to the show, check us out at where? Dennis, you with us, man? Tell the people where they can check us out at.
You can go to westernworld1.com, man. WESTERNWORLDONE.com. Hey, man, grab that app, man.
Right. Some shit like this might happen to you. And you going to wonder how that shit happened. You're gonna wonder how it happened though, for real. Man, I don't know, man. I think I'm gonna take y'all out with a joint. Take y'all out with this episode, man. Thank y'all for kicking it with us on the conversation. We out. Join us again. Matter of fact, join us tomorrow for Pastor Mo Relationship Hour. Y'all can catch that tomorrow at what time?
7:30 Central Standard Time.
7:30 Central Standard Time. Check that out, man. And then we got Hip Hop Fridays. You know what I'm saying? Check that out at 7:30 Central Time. Then on Saturdays, we got the Dennis Live Show, where y'all can check that out at 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, it is?
Yeah, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Okay.
Yes, but you know what, bro? You know, Kimo and J-Man has been added to the show for Fridays, man. I don't know. I don't think them cats can hold that weight. What you think?
I don't know, man. We definitely gonna find out, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all come kick it with us on Fridays. That's the hip hop show, man. We definitely got a full deck, a full house of funny motherfucking hosts. Y'all come out, man. We just added two of the young stars to the deck. You know what I'm saying? They're going to be doing their thing. So this going to be their test Friday. So I guess we're going to see if they got what it take, man. So y'all come check it out.
So
we at it, man.
But get inside of Supreme, you niggas numb. But get inside of Supreme, you niggas numb.
Keep your game, keep your flow. Can't fuck with the top dog shit though. Keep your game, keep your flow. Can't fuck with the top dog shit though. Keep your game, keep your flow.
you'll still be mine. If all the gangs in the world unify, we stand a chance against the military tonight. I said we stand a chance against the military tonight. I said we stand a chance against the military tonight.
And I'm Babylon, Babylon. Out my window, all I see is Babylon. On the news, all I see is Babylon. And all niggas do is just Babylon. Money and hoes, more money and hoes. If I sold dope, I'd have plenty of flows. I'd spend the projects like J-Rock. I would've more than likely slang rock. All my life, I done been around Crips and Bloods. Pimps and thugs, just the name of few. I do drugs, mama say it's in my blood, but she don't know what the fuck I've been through. To creep through the back door, the typical black boy in the good old USA. Before I push rock like Wade, I used to want to play for the NBA. Fuck I'm doing talking about plenty of wind. Ancient ways of Sumerian. Ain't nothing wrong with a righteous man. That's why I had to write this, man. For my niggas on the corner selling water to somebody daughter fluctuating prices, man. I ain't got no gavel. I ain't trying to fight nobody battle. I just wanna be free. I ain't tryna be nobody chattel. Nobody chattel. Nobody chattel. Nobody chattel.
Wish I could see all the Selassie. Maybe my sovereignty will still be mine. If all the gangs in the world unify, we stand a chance against the military tonight. I said we stand a chance against the military tonight. I said we stand a chance against the military tonight.
Them AK clips, they extra peel. Smoking on some of that extra. Kill, hey. Purple, Urkel, that Jaleel. Hey. I put that on A-thing. Hey. If we could link up every gang, hey. And niggas is willing to bear the pain, hey. And put the White House lights out today.
Okay, KKK.
We mobbing like we the black KKK. Don't forget my AKA Mayday. P on your PhD or your AA. Hey, hey, hey. Dear Barack, I know you're just a puppet, but I'm giving you props. You're lying to the public like it ain't nothing, and I just love it. I hope it don't stop. Hey. I don't give a damn, nigga, bang that block. Hey. I don't give a fuck, nigga, bang that Glock. Hey. I seen the image of Hitler in the picture when the Twin Towers dropped. Peace of concept, you got progress, you got Congress. You protesting, hope they confess. Just proceed on your conquest. I ain't got no gavel. I ain't finna fight nobody battle. I just wanna be free. I ain't finna be nobody chattel.
Nobody chattel. Nobody chattel. Nobody chattel. Wish I could see all the Selassie. Maybe my sovereignty will still be mine. If all the gangs in the world unify, we stand a chance against the military tonight. I said we stand a chance against the military tonight. I said we stand a chance against the military tonight.
Now it's gonna ring like sofa ring. Sure. My baby needs to answer me. Sure. So bad this stuff like Oprah Green. Sure. Pull around, come back, Oprah Green. Sure. Top blue off low buzzing tea. Right. Shit lined up like homeless me. Right. Feeling up in the hobby and homeless feel.
Okay, okay, okay.
Don't try to stop and get in my way. You'll get stumped like a Broadway play. AK Melee, Major Obey, okay. Feel my pain, going insane, I'm insane. Cause I ain't got shit but an EVG card from a fiend that owe me innocent her daughter name. How the fuck is they supposed to eat? How the fuck am I supposed to eat? Got a nigga in the streets, no healthcare, trying to slang weed to the black shoes on the feet. So fuck you, you don't give a fuck about me. Can't get a job if they drug test me. Got a nigga stressed up, pressed, got a fill out of the chest and a world stripped of happiness. I ain't got no gavel, I ain't trying to fight nobody back. I just wanna be free, I ain't finna be nobody's shack.
Nobody's shack, nobody's shack. Thank you.